Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into Letters to a Young Athlete, a poignant narrative written by basketball legend Chris Bosh. Guiding us through the highs and lows of his illustrious career, Bosh imparts the wisdom he's gathered not just on the court, but in life's tougher moments. He unveils the key to true excellence. It's not about monetary gain or fame, but about finding deep motivation, mastering oneself, and dedicating oneself to a cause greater than any individual achievement. Chris Bosh, an NBA Hall of Famer, two-time NBA champion, 11-time All-Star, and an Olympic gold medalist, experienced an unexpected end to his basketball journey at the age of 31 due to a rare medical condition. Despite this, he has channeled his passion into encouraging the youth to pursue reading, coding, and leadership, making a significant impact off the court. Letters to a Young Athlete is essential reading not only for young aspiring athletes, but also for their mentors, including teachers, coaches, and parents. Moreover, it offers invaluable insights to anyone interested in what it takes to be a true champion. Join us as we explore the lessons and inspirations from a figure who has reached the pinnacle of sports success and learned how to transform setbacks into stepping stones for future endeavors. Letters to a Young Athlete, an NBA champion's hard-earned wisdom on the road to self-mastery. Introduction. Unlocking the secrets to success from a basketball titan. Imagine the thrill of the game under the bright lights, where every shot, every pass, and every movement feels like a dance between destiny and determination. This was Chris Bosh's world, a universe where the asphalt of his home's driveway transformed into the hardwood of the world's biggest stadiums. From these humble beginnings, Bosh would ascend to the pinnacle of basketball glory, clinching two NBA championships and an Olympic gold medal. But as often is the case, the heights of success are shadowed by the valleys of trials. In 2015, what seemed like an unstoppable career came to a screeching halt. A lurking danger in Bosh's leg, a blood clot, threatened not just his career but his very life. The stark reality that he could leave this world on the very court that gave him everything forced him into a premature retirement. It was in the quiet that followed this storm that Bosh began to ponder deeply on his journey. What wisdom could he extract from his years of sweat, triumph, and sudden loss? What could he pass on to the young dreamer shooting hoops until the stars came out, or indeed, to anyone reaching for the top? Here we unfold the fabric of guidance woven by Bosh, offering pearls of wisdom for conquering not just the game of basketball, but the game of life. Firstly, Bosh underscores the importance of pushing yourself beyond the perceived limits. True growth and mastery, he advises, come when you venture past the comfortable and into the realm of the unknown and challenging. It's in these depths of discomfort that champions are forged. Then, Bosh delves into the essence of teamwork. Ego, often seen as the companion of talent, is advised to take a back seat. Surrendering individual glory for the greater good of the team not only elevates the group, but also brings out the best in each member. This sacrifice of self for the collective is a cornerstone of sustained success. Lastly, Bosh speaks to the dual nature of winning and losing. Both, according to him, are but different faces of the same coin, and it's the grace with which one handles them that defines character. Celebrating victories with humility and accepting defeats with grace sets the foundation for not just a great athlete, but a great person. Chris Bosh's journey, from the lit courts of NBA arenas to the shadows of an unexpected retirement, embodies lessons that transcend basketball. Through his reflections, he offers a roadmap to greatness that insists on resilience, teamwork, humility, and the unperturbed courage to dream. Part 1: Mastering Your Limits. The art of exceeding your own expectations. Imagine the electric atmosphere of Game 6 during the 2013 NBA Finals, where the court was a battleground and the stakes were sky high. In this cauldron of pressure, LeBron James makes a hopeful three-point attempt against the Spurs, only for the ball to ricochet off the rim. It's here that Chris Bosh, framed by the towering presence of Spurs players, springs into action. With a leap powered by years of relentless training, he secures the rebound and flicks the ball to Ray Allen. Allen, in a moment that would go down in basketball folklore, sinks a game-changing three-pointer. This moment of glory was not a fluke, but a testament to a profound principle. To reach beyond your current capabilities, you must push beyond your existing boundaries in training. Both Bosh and Allen's slick execution under colossal pressure was not a spur-of-the-moment miracle, but the culmination of countless hours of pushing their limits. The roar of 20,000 fans and the weight of millions of eyes watching did nothing to hinder their performance. They had already faced and conquered much worse in the sanctuary of training, their own limitations. Bosh trained tirelessly, often exhausting himself in drills until his body screamed for mercy. Inspired by the endurance of ultramarathon runner and former Navy SEAL David Goggins, who teaches that we often have 40% more in reserve even when we think we're done for, Bosh understood that to perform under exhaustion, one must train under exhaustion. The takeaway from his journey is nuanced yet powerful. Challenge your boundaries, embrace exhaustion, and use it as fuel to forge mental and physical resilience. This philosophy doesn't only apply when your muscles are aching and your lungs are begging for air. It's about recognizing your breaking point and daring to step past it. Pursuing such intense training requires a unique blend of masochism and motivation, akin to what comedian Jerry Seinfeld describes as finding your blessing in life, the torture you're most comfortable with. It's a grueling path, but one that promises the reward of discovering untapped potential within oneself. Yet, this relentless quest for self-improvement and stretching one's limits is but the starting line. True mastery and sustained excellence call for a deeper, inexhaustible source of motivation, guiding us toward our next challenge, maintaining motivation over the long haul. Part 2. Fueling your drive with a purpose beyond the game. Long before the buzz and the bright lights of professional basketball, Chris Bosh honed his skills on the high school courts of southeastern Dallas, Texas. His dedication was visible in every dribble, every shot, and every lap he ran under the watchful eyes of Coach Thomas Hill. However, one pivotal moment during these early years would redefine Bosh's understanding of his passion for basketball. During a routine training session, Coach Hill halted Bosh and posed a question that struck at the very heart of his ambitions. He asked Bosh what he truly sought to achieve through basketball. Bosh, initially caught off guard, struggled to articulate his thoughts, his mind instinctively circling around immediate goals like winning championships. Yet Hill was probing for something deeper, urging Bosh to introspect on the true essence of his drive. Here lies the critical lesson. Merging passion with a greater purpose fortifies your drive and deepens your commitment. Through Hill's persistence, Bosh unearthed a profound realization. His infatuation with basketball wasn't solely about the game itself, but a medium through which he sought to excel and honor the innate talents bestowed upon him by life. It was a revelation that reshaped his perspective, highlighting that the true essence of motivation lies beyond the superficial allure of accolades or material rewards. The narrative prompts us to question the true nature of our pursuits, challenging us to delve beyond surface-level motivations and uncover a purpose that transcends immediate personal gains. It argues against the notion that financial incentives, such as bonuses or salaries, can serve as the ultimate motivator. This is exemplified by an anecdote involving the New Orleans Saints, where a substantial cash incentive failed to catalyze a victory. Contrasting sharply with a period when the team was driven by a mission to uplift their hurricane-stricken city. Their determination to contribute to the revival of New Orleans, to stand as beacons of hope and resilience for their community, endowed the Saints with an unparalleled level of passion and purpose. Their journey underscores the transformative power of aligning personal passions with broader objectives that reach beyond the self. In essence, the story teaches us that when our efforts are anchored in a purpose greater than personal success, we unlock a reservoir of motivation that can sustain us through challenges and elevate our achievements to realms beyond our imagination. This harmonious blend of passion and purpose not only fuels our journey towards excellence, but also imparts a deeper meaning to our endeavors, rendering them more fulfilling and impactful. Part 3: Subduing the Ego, Chris Bosh's Path to True Greatness. In 2003, at just 19 years old, Chris Bosh found himself thrust into the glaring spotlight of the NBA after being drafted by the Toronto Raptors. Standing tall at nearly 7 feet, with a mind as sharp as his speed, Bosh had always been a standout player. Yet, transitioning into the professional league, he was met with an arena where every player shone brightly, many with fame that far outshone his burgeoning light. Initially, Bosh grappled with significant challenges on the court. His attempts to seize control of the ball often ended in futility, and his shots frequently missed their mark. His adversaries seemed to overshadow him effortlessly, leading to a period of deep frustration and a noticeable decline in his defensive efforts. The turning point came unexpectedly, the night before a scheduled game in San Antonio, when coach Sam Harris made a decision that would alter Bosh's trajectory. He was to be benched for the upcoming game. Here's the crux of the matter. Ego is the mortal adversary of growth and improvement. Through this period of introspection, with Coach Harris's guidance, Bosh confronted the root cause of his struggles. It wasn't a lack of experience that impeded him, but rather his own ego. Ego, with its insidious inclination to place self above others and reject anything that might compromise one's self-perceived stature, had blinded Bosh to the essence of team sports. Obsessed with being the central figure in every play, Bosh had inadvertently stifled his progress. The realization dawned upon him that, to extricate himself from this downward spiral, he must relegate his ego and align his efforts with the team's needs. Embracing a selfless approach, Bosh devoted himself entirely to serving his team, prioritizing defense, and seamlessly integrating into the collective machinery of the Raptors. This shift not only amplified his essential role within the team, but also propelled his performance to unprecedented heights. Throughout his illustrious 13-year NBA career, Bosh's statistics tell a story of consistent excellence, marked by impressive rebounds, assists, and scoring averages. However, his true legacy was cemented in 2016. 3 years after a life-threatening health issue prematurely ended his career, when the Miami Heat retired his jersey in a poignant ceremony at the American Airlines Arena. The commendation by Heat's president, Pat Riley, highlighted what he termed the most significant assist in the team's history, Bosh's legendary pass to Ray Allen during the final breaths of Game 6 in 2013. This moment, emblematic of Bosh's entire career, underscored his transformation from an individual star to a player whose greatest achievements were inextricably linked to his unwavering commitment to his team. Ultimately, Chris Bosh's journey from a young talent, overshadowed by his ego, to a celebrated athlete honored for his selfless dedication, reveals a powerful truth. True greatness in any field is achieved not by elevating oneself above others, but by subduing the ego and committing wholeheartedly to the collective purpose. Part 4: Nurturing a Winning Team, Leadership Beyond the Limelight. In the summer of 2010, when Chris Bosh decided to take his talents to Miami, he joined a stellar lineup featuring Dwayne Wade and LeBron James, collectively known as the Big Three. Their star power was undeniable, and expectations soared. Then, with the addition of Ray Allen in 2012, the Miami Heat not only solidified their status as title contenders, but also etched their names into NBA lore. However, within the dynamic of this powerhouse team, there existed an unsung hero whose influence permeated every facet of the team's ethos, Juwan Howard. By the time Howard aligned with the Big Three, he was on the twilight end of his career. His time on the court had dwindled, and he was more likely to be seen in a suit on the sidelines than in his jersey-making plays. Yet, Howard left an indelible mark on the heat through his unseen leadership. His regime was one of discipline and dedication. First to arrive at the weight room, last to leave the practice court, tirelessly working on his game, irrespective of his diminished role on the team. Howard exemplified the essence of true leadership: to galvanize your team, lead by example, and foster open communication. Such leaders, like Howard, become the heartbeat of their teams. They recognize the power of unity and the importance of fine-tuning the collective spirit to respond to any given moment. Leadership within a team context requires an adept skill in communication, which encompasses learning the sport's vernacular, understanding the unique temperaments of fellow teammates, and establishing a culture of mutual respect and understanding beyond the playing field. An effective leader not only speaks, but listens intently, mediates conflicts whenever necessary, and is receptive to feedback, regardless of its nature. The objective is not to commandeer, but to collaborate, ensuring that every member feels valued and understood. Teams devoid of such leadership qualities may crumble under the weight of their own talent, unable to synchronize their individual capabilities into a cohesive force. Conversely, teams that embody these principles of leadership and communication are better equipped to navigate challenges. They operate as a unified entity, adaptable and resilient in the face of adversity. Trust becomes their foundation, and from this trust, a winning mentality is born. As we delve deeper into the dynamics of team sports, it becomes evident that the path to victory isn't solely paved by the brilliance of star players, but also by the silent guardians who nurture the team's soul. Leaders like Juwan Howard, who may not always command the spotlight, but whose contributions are vital in weaving the fabric of a champion team. And when setbacks occur, as they inevitably will, it's this breed of leadership that ensures a team doesn't falter, but instead faces its trials with resolve and a collective determination to rise again, stronger than before. Part 5: Maintaining Balance, the Stoic Approach to Victory and Defeat. During the inaugural season of the Miami Heat's Big Three, the team's performance was nothing short of spectacular. For Chris Bosh, the experience was exhilarating. Being part of a powerhouse lineup, the championship seemed all but guaranteed. However, in the midst of their triumphs, a lesson from Seneca, the Roman Stoic philosopher, might have served as a timely caution. Seneca warned against succumbing to transports of delight, arguing that excessive joy and pride could lead to overconfidence and a loss of humility. This wisdom highlights a critical principle: it's crucial not to get overly elated by victories or excessively disheartened by losses. The Heat's confidence was met with a stark reality check during the 2011 NBA Finals, when the Dallas Mavericks secured the championship, showcasing the dangers of complacency and overconfidence. The aftermath was a sobering moment for Bosh, who publicly displayed his emotions, grappling with the sting of defeat. What then constitutes an ideal response to loss? Karl Malone, the formidable power forward of the Utah Jazz, provides an exemplary model. In the 1997 NBA Finals, despite a stellar performance, Malone and the Jazz were bested by the Chicago Bulls. Yet, Malone's conduct following the defeat was marked by grace and sportsmanship. Approaching the Bulls team bus, Malone personally congratulated each player, embodying resilience and respect in the face of disappointment. Malone's response underscores a vital lesson: victories and defeats are temporary states, and how one navigates these moments can define character and integrity. By greeting his loss with courage and humility, Malone safeguarded his self-respect and showcased the strength of his character. Chris Bosh, reflecting on his own experiences and drawing inspiration from figures like Malone, came to realize that losses, while painful, are not detrimental to one's essence. They serve as invaluable opportunities for growth, fostering mental and physical resilience, strengthening team unity, and enriching personal character. This philosophy encourages a balanced perspective. advocating for a measured response to both success and failure. It teaches us that in the pursuit of greatness, maintaining equilibrium is key. Not allowing the euphoria of victory to cloud judgment, nor letting the despair of defeat erode spirit. Instead, embracing each outcome with grace and learning from every instance is the hallmark of true champions, both in sports and in life. Part 6. Investing in wellness, the foundation of longevity and success. In the high-stakes world of professional sports, where physical prowess and mental acuity are prized above all, LeBron James stands as a testament to the profound impact of conscientious self-care. With a daily regimen encompassing extensive stretching routines, a meticulously planned diet, and personalized conditioning programs, James's commitment to his health transcends the realms of physical and mental well-being. His investment, totaling about $1.5 million annually, underscores a crucial principle: the importance of valuing your health, your future, and your peace of mind. Gone are the days when athletes could rely solely on natural talent and sporadic training sessions. In today's competitive environment, elite performance demands more. It requires a holistic approach to health that equally prioritizes physical and mental upkeep. Chris Bosh, for instance, embraced meditation to boost his focus and mental clarity, joining a growing cohort of athletes who recognize the symbiotic relationship between mental resilience and physical performance. This holistic view extends to discerning the difference between mere exhaustion, a barrier to push through, and genuine injury that necessitates rest and recovery. The essence of self-care also lies in navigating the delicate balance between heeding constructive criticism and filtering out detrimental noise. Athletes are often subjected to a barrage of opinions, from the encouraging guidance of coaches and teammates to the less constructive criticisms found in media or social media chatter. Kawhi Leonard's experience offers a poignant example of prioritizing personal health over external pressures. In 2017, faced with a serious leg injury and amidst growing calls for his return to the court, Leonard made the difficult decision to sideline himself until he felt fully recuperated. This decision, though controversial and leading to his trade from the San Antonio Spurs to the Toronto Raptors, ultimately validated his judgment when he spearheaded the Raptors to an NBA championship, securing the finals MVP title in the process. Leonard's story, much like LeBron James's disciplined approach to self-care, highlights a fundamental truth in the realm of professional athletics and beyond: the profound impact of investing in oneself. By placing a premium on health and well-being, athletes not only safeguard their futures, but also enhance their potential for success, laying a foundation that supports the rigorous demands of their careers and their aspirations for greatness. In the final analysis, the message is clear: regard your body and mind as your most valuable assets. In doing so, you ensure that the pursuit of excellence is sustainable, rewarding, and grounded in the unwavering commitment to your overall well-being. Part 7. Unlocking your full potential through dedication and discipline. When fans flocked to see Stephen Curry light up the court with the Golden State Warriors, the early birds are treated to a pre-game spectacle that's almost as mesmerizing as the game itself. Curry's pre-game ritual, a meticulously crafted 20-minute sequence of drills, showcases an array of shots from various positions, each executed with precision. But it's after practice that Curry's dedication truly shines, as he methodically sinks over 300 shots, underscoring his status not only as one of the NBA's leading players, but arguably its greatest shooter. Yet, despite his legendary status, Curry's relentless practice regime is about much more than maintaining his skills. It's a testament to the ethos that to tap into one's ultimate potential, relentless effort and dedication are non-negotiable. The essence of Curry's practice lies not in repetition for its own sake, but in its strategic focus. Every drill, every shot, is an opportunity for Curry to confront and conquer his weaknesses, an acknowledgement that even at the pinnacle of success, room for improvement remains. But beyond refining skills, Curry's routine is about achieving a state of supreme focus, about entering the zone, a state of being where an athlete performs at their highest level, fully immersed in the moment. For many, this heightened state of performance seems elusive, a happy accident rather than a repeatable outcome. However, athletes like Curry demonstrate that the zone is not merely a stroke of luck, but rather the result of meticulous preparation and mental conditioning cultivated through thousands of hours of practice. It's important to note that emulating Curry's rigorous regimen doesn't come with the guarantee of achieving identical success. The path to becoming an NBA star or champion is fraught with variables beyond any individual's control. However, the principle at the heart of Curry's dedication is universally applicable. By committing to the work, embracing discipline, and challenging oneself continuously, the boundaries of one's abilities can be expanded, and the likelihood of realizing one's fullest potential increases. In summary, Curry's approach to practice and preparation underscores a broader lesson about the pursuit of excellence. Whether in sports or any other endeavor, the journey to reaching one's potential is paved with the sweat of hard work, the humility to recognize and address weaknesses, and the resilience to keep pushing the limits. By embodying these principles, as Chris Bosh came to understand, one steps closer to realizing not just professional aspirations, but the full spectrum of human potential. Final summary. In the competitive realm of sports, reaching the zenith of your capabilities requires more than just natural talent and a love for the game. It demands a holistic approach that encompasses not only your physical prowess, but also your mental resilience, your humility, and your ability to work seamlessly within a team. The journey to achieving athletic greatness is underpinned by several core principles. First and foremost, it's crucial to recognize the value you bring to the table, not just to your team, but to the sport itself. This intrinsic value forms the foundation of your motivation and drive. Pushing beyond your perceived limitations is another vital aspect of this journey. It's about training harder and smarter, consistently seeking to expand the boundaries of your endurance, skill, and mental toughness. However, this relentless pursuit of excellence must be balanced with an understanding of the role ego can play in derailing your progress. Keeping your ego in check ensures that personal ambitions don't overshadow the greater good of the team and your growth as an athlete. Equally important is the development of a robust mental framework. Cultivating mental fortitude, focus, and resilience enables you to navigate the highs and lows of your athletic career with grace and determination. It's also about finding and nurturing a purpose that transcends the immediate goals of winning or personal accolades. True athletic success is deeply rooted in the concept of teamwork. Your commitment to the team's vision and objectives should drive your actions both on and off the field. It's about recognizing that individual achievements are often the result of collective effort and that the whole is indeed greater than the sum of its parts. Lastly, sustaining motivation over time is key to long-term success in sports. This requires identifying what truly drives you, be it the pursuit of excellence, the desire to overcome challenges, or the passion for the sport, and using it as fuel to propel you forward. In essence, achieving your full potential as an athlete involves a comprehensive approach that intertwines physical training with mental preparation, humility, teamwork, and sustained motivation. By embodying these principles, you not only elevate your performance but also contribute to the evolution and legacy of your sport. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.